Hi, my name is Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training, and today I'm going to talk to you about lean accounting. This podcast is actually split into two parts. The first part is an introduction for those who want to know what lean accounting is, what it means, where it comes from, the background and so on. And the second one is a little bit more in depth for those who want a little bit more information on some lean accounting techniques that you might want to use. Okay, so I'm going to start off by talking to you about what lean means, because we're going to be talking later on about lean accounting, but what is lean itself? Where does lean come from? Lean manufacturing, as it started, has origins that go back centuries, although perhaps they didn't use the phrase lean manufacturing. So all it means is trying to eliminate waste from the production process. Now, I've got to stop here because some of you listening might be from private sector organisations that are service providers. And the principles of lean can be applied to any organisation. Even in a manufacturing company, there will be support services where the lean philosophy can help drive out waste. And in service organisations, of course, the waste eradication can be driven from the direct production of the service and also from the support that that service receives as well. Of the modern industrialists, probably Henry Ford was the first one who really propelled the idea of lean. And Henry Ford's way of eliminating waste was to look at automation and standardization. One of the things Henry Ford talked about was how farmers, for example, probably only spent 5% of their time productively, and the rest of their time was spent doing repetitive tasks that could be ironed out if they gave more thought and planning to how they worked. Now, we've got to remember that Henry Ford was talking about this at the beginning of the 20th century, and farming has moved on since then. But one of the examples he gave was the idea that a farmer would happily walk backwards and forwards to his fields with buckets of water in order to irrigate them, because the alternative was to put a water pipe in, and the cost of the water pipe would be expensive and it would be an upfront cost. But Henry Ford's philosophy was putting the water pipe in was much better, because it would mean that that process was automated, and it would mean that in future years, the farmer would have all of that extra time to carry out more productive tasks. The modern development of lean is really from Japan and from Japanese manufacturing, and in particular the company Toyota, with whom the idea of lean is very closely associated. It was Toyota who refined the ideas that are today known as lean or lean manufacturing. So looking at Toyota, Toyota introduced the idea of production being demand-led. And by that, they meant that sales were produced to order. So Toyota introduced this idea of just-in-time. We would produce goods once the customer had made the order. So it's very important to produce them quickly. That's why just-in-time is all about eliminating waste and making the production process as smooth as possible. We don't want the customer to be disappointed that we don't have the goods in stock. We want to produce what they want to order so we can have their exact specification. We want to produce them quickly so they aren't waiting for too long. Historically, production was led by sales targets or production targets. And the idea of that was that you could reduce your overhead by producing large quantities of your good. And that would spread that overhead very thinly over those goods. Toyota's philosophy was that, well, that was silly because you were then carrying stock which was wasteful. So the philosophy is that processes are only good if they achieve what the customer ultimately wants. And as I said before, we can apply that in the service sector as well as in the manufacturing sector. Now, two different approaches to lean have been evolved. The first is to seek to eliminate waste as an end in itself. So an organization looks at its process and says, where are we wasting resource? Where are we carrying out extra processes, extra checks that needn't be there? Now, that involves a great deal of introspection, and it involves you being self-critical. And that can be quite hard to do. So an alternative approach is to seek to smooth your process. So by smoothing a process, we may mean making the process quicker, getting rid of bottlenecks, for example, in the process where things are held up. And as a byproduct of this, we will automatically therefore reduce waste. And that is the Toyota approach to lean. So this is where we look at our process, and it could be the delivery of a particular service. It might be an accounting service that we're delivering to someone. And we look at how many different items there are in the process, how many different phone calls and letters and so on that we send to our client. And then we reflect on that and see where the process is held up and why it doesn't run as smoothly as it could. And we take out those things that stop it running smoothly, and therefore we eliminate waste. So, accounting and lean, because we're here to talk today about lean accounting. There are problems with traditional accounting techniques and the traditional approach to accounting when we try and apply it in an organisation that has adopted a lean philosophy. Because remember, it's the organisation that's decided to be lean, and the accountants then have to support that with the quality of the reports that they produce. And lean is a philosophy. It's not a one-off thing that an organisation does. It's a philosophy that should pervade the whole organisation. And that includes the finance team. So the problems that we have with traditional accounting are as follows. First of all, traditional accounting is large. It's organisation-wide. It needs to be, of course, for the external reports that we need to produce. It's also complex and non-value-adding. One of the things that's always pointed out as being non-value-adding is the budgeting process, which is very iterative. We have to review it and revise it several times. It goes backwards and forwards from the managers back to finance up to the board level and then back down again. And it's often questioned what traditional budgeting actually achieves for the end user. Secondly, traditional accounting produces reports that encourage large production or large numbers of services to be delivered, standardized services. The reason behind this is that the more items we produce, the more services we deliver, the cheaper those services or products actually look, in that our overhead is spread more thinly. So we tend to focus on production of either goods or services. And our accounting system rewards that and says that if we've produced a lot, then we've done a good job. Thirdly, traditional accounting doesn't properly analyse lean improvements that are taking place in the organisation. So one of the things that we may have decided to do within our organisation is to outsource some of our support services. So for example, we may have decided to outsource our IT provision to a third party. And traditional accounting will compare the cost of the third party doing it to the cost of us doing it in-house. In other words, it will look at the invoice that the third party provider sends us and compare that to what it was costing to employ the people who did it in-house. Now, lean wouldn't necessarily say that was a valid comparison, because lean would say that the outsourcing is not just about the bill that they send us, but it's about all the things that we also need to do to support that outsourcing. So for example, we'd have gone through a tender process. Has that been factored into how much that outsourcing is costing? Because there would have been a lot of management time involved there. We would also have had to make redundancies within our organisation of the people who currently work there. We will also have to organise ourselves so that we can order the IT services when we need them and pay for the IT services when the bill comes in, and perhaps renegotiate next year when we want to reduce the IT price. All of those costs aren't factored into our traditional comparison of the bill against the in-house cost. So we need a system that does that. Fourthly, it's often said, I hear it all the time when I'm talking to non-finance people, that managers within organisations do not understand the financial reports that they're receiving. They don't understand the language. They don't understand the layout. And what we would do in a lean system is we would want to make sure that those reports were used and understood, because the whole idea is, let's get rid of waste. If we're sending a report to someone that they don't use, why are we sending the report? If it's a 5-page long report and they only use the first page, why don't we only send the first page? And lastly, our last problem with traditional accounting is that the idea of standard costing, could be a standard costing of a service or standard costing of a product, that standard costing is anti-lean, as it relies on the principle of high production, standardization, and often outsourcing. As I've already said, outsourcing is often something that we get wrong. A lot of organisations, another example of this is a lot of organisations nowadays have things manufactured overseas. And of course, the unit cost of manufacture does look an awful lot cheaper if we have it, say, for example, manufactured over in China. But that then brings problems with it because we're then relying on deliveries. We then have our manufacturing outside of our direct control. We can then end up losing customers if those deliveries are delayed at sea or delayed at the port. So traditional accounting rewards outsourcing, and lean would look at that in a little bit more depth. It still might conclude that outsourcing is the right thing, but it would look at the whole process. So just to finish with in this first podcast, I think I need to mention that there are two meanings to lean accounting. Lean accounting could mean two things. The first is, might seem a bit daft to say this, it could mean, in inverted commas, lean accounting. And that means where the accounting team itself is driving waste from the accounting system. So if you like, the accounting department is adopting a lean philosophy and driving waste out of their own accounting processes and their own accounting system. And the second thing it could mean is what I would call accounting for lean. And that's where the accounting systems reflect the success of lean manufacturing or lean service provision. And it's that second meaning that we're going to focus on the second podcast. How does an accounting system reflect lean? Of course, in an organization that has a lean philosophy throughout it, the finance team would also be doing the first thing, which would be driving waste from their own internal accounting department. Okay, that's your introduction to lean accounting and the idea of lean. I hope that's been useful for you, and I hope you get time to listen to the second part in this two-part podcast, looking at the actual accounting techniques that would help drive lean within the organisation. My name is Steve Carlisle from Clearly Training. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.